Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen on this morning. Praise God. We never, hallelujah, would have made it, amen, without Jesus in our lives. Praise God. I want to, amen, thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio, everybody that's on Facebook Live. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together once again in your name, Lord. Lord, we bind and we rebuke, hallelujah, and we cast away any work of the enemy at this time. We command him to leave the line at this time, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts, open up our minds, so that we can receive what the Spirit has to say to the church on this morning. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on this morning. Hallelujah. This is, hallelujah, the Anointed Morning Show. Hallelujah. We got started a little late this morning, but praise God anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, along with First Lady Aisha Prevost. Praise God. And it is truly a blessing, amen, to be on the line this morning. Praise God. We want to pick up where we left off on yesterday. Hallelujah. Amen. Yesterday we were talking about, hallelujah, amen, David. Hallelujah. Amen. And we were, to give you a little background of where we've been going with this, we have established, hallelujah, amen, that through the book of Jeremiah, that God, amen, knew us. Hallelujah. Amen. That means to have intimate knowledge of. Hallelujah. He had intimate knowledge of us before we were born. He said before he molded us, before he shaped us. In the womb of our mother. Hallelujah, amen. So he shaped us, he created us. Hallelujah, amen, with a purpose. Hallelujah. So we were all created with a purpose, with God's purpose. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And we've also established, hallelujah, amen, once you learn who you are in Christ, once you learn who you are in God, that you are a chosen child of the Most High God, hallelujah, amen, that it's not a competition. Praise God, hallelujah. Life is not a competition. Who's going to get to the finish line first? Ministry is not a competition. Praise God, hallelujah. Our sole purpose in this life, despite what the world has taught us about the competitive spirit we need to have, our sole purpose in this life is to glorify God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then we have, amen, we brought it, amen, around to David. Hallelujah, amen. David being a man after God's own heart. Praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. This little shepherd boy named David was chosen by God, handpicked by God, hallelujah, to be the second king over Israel. Hallelujah. He was chosen not because of his looks, hallelujah, amen, but he was chosen because of his heart. Hallelujah, amen. He was chosen because he had a heart after God. Hallelujah. A heart after God means he was pursuing God's heart. Hallelujah. He had a heart after God's own heart. He was after God's heart. He wanted to know God. He actually sought God. Hallelujah. This man, David, hallelujah, amen, is so influential in our religion. Praise God. He is known as King David, the greatest king ever over Israel. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, he was known as the Son of David. That's how great, hallelujah, this man was. Hallelujah. And that's the exact type of greatness that God has put in each and every last one of us. Hallelujah. But as great as this man was, he fell a victim to temptation. Praise God. We established yesterday, hallelujah, that when David brought back the Ark of the Covenant, hallelujah, his wife, Michael, praise God, amen, she criticized him for dancing in the streets. Hallelujah, amen, for ripping his clothes, amen, dancing about it. We always say he danced about his clothes. Praise God, hallelujah, as he celebrated and worshiped God and the fact that he had brought the Ark of the Covenant back home to Jerusalem. Amen. And they started an argument between him and his wife. And the Bible says because of this argument, because of this one incident, because of this conflict, that his wife died, hallelujah, not bearing any children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's significant back then because, amen, back then for a woman not to bear children meant she had no worth. Hallelujah. Amen. So because of this argument, she died worthless. Hallelujah, amen. But, hallelujah, amen, as we establish, we always make it look like that she was the bad person because she had so much to say and she wanted to criticize him. But really, David, hallelujah, amen, should have being the man of God that he is, that we say we are, we need to have that forgiving heart, amen, and we need to learn how to talk things out with people and not just burn the bridges of relationships. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that one incident led him, amen, to cheat with another man's wife. Praise God. He got this man's wife pregnant. Hallelujah. And then he had, when he couldn't get the man to sleep with his own wife, when he tried to cover it up and couldn't cover it up, hallelujah, he had the man killed. Hallelujah. As great and as spiritual as David was, he fell deep into sin, deep, hallelujah, into sin. And that lets us know God is saying, God, understand, God is not, hallelujah, criticizing David. Hallelujah. He's not getting on David. Hallelujah. He's using David's life as a warning to us that don't think you're so holy. Don't think you're so spiritual. Don't think you're just that close with God that you won't, that the temptation isn't out there. And to look for it. Look the way the enemy attacks. If the enemy can't attack you directly, he's going to attack someone close to you. Hallelujah. And you have to be able to recognize that attack and not fall back, not fight that attack back, because we don't battle against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. We battle against wicked and evil spirits that are in high places. Hallelujah. So you fighting that loved one or fighting that friend, hallelujah, flesh on flesh, is not going to help anything. Matter of fact, you're defeating the purpose. Praise God. Amen. Like First Lady said, the Bible say our weapons are not carnal. Well, our weapons are spiritual. You fight with prayer. You cast that demon out. Hallelujah, amen. You say, not today, Satan. I'm not going, you're not going to dwell in my house today. Hallelujah, amen. I'm not going to let you, hallelujah, cause me, amen, to fall short of the glory of God. Hallelujah, amen. So, hallelujah, he's done all this. King David, we've got to the point where David has, amen, he's had Uriah the Hittite killed. He's married Bathsheba, praise God, Uriah the Hittite's wife, hallelujah. And now she's getting ready to have his child, hallelujah. Now I want you to understand in his mind, I want you to try to put yourself in David's place right now, hallelujah. You have you ever done something you know you weren't supposed to do and you thought it was over with? Hallelujah. If time has passed by, everybody that was involved in it either is going along with it or is no longer in it at all. Hallelujah. You think everything has passed over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we felt that way in the world. Hallelujah. We've done things like this in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. But God is warning us we can fall into this even in the church, in our spirituality. We can fall into our flesh, into our carnal mindset, hallelujah, and try to use, instead of, like I said yesterday, at any point during this whole process, David could have stopped. Hallelujah. At any time, he could have stopped. He could have confessed. He could have. It would have been much easier. Remember all those times we fell short. Don't. If we go back and we say, at any time I could have stopped. Hallelujah. It wouldn't have got to the point that it got to if I would have stopped way back here. I know I messed up then, but then I tried to cover that up with this. Tried to cover that up with that. Told that lie about that lie and that lie about that. And couldn't keep track of nothing. And eventually it blew up in your face. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is the type, this is where David is at. He's at that point before it blows up, where you think everything's passed by. Hallelujah. You done probably been to the church and gave your little offering. Hallelujah. Your little sin offering and asked the Lord to forgive you and all this, and you think everything is cool. Hallelujah. Amen. But in chapter number 12, hallelujah. Amen. It says, we're going to read the whole chapter, praise God. Hallelujah, as much as the Lord allows us to. It says, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David. Hallelujah. And he came unto him and said unto him, praise God, there's a comma. Let me stop real quick, just real quick to explain who Nathan is. Nathan is the prophet. Hallelujah, praise God. Nathan is another man of God. Hallelujah, coming to speak to the man of God. Hallelujah, amen. So, you know, God going to send somebody to tell you, hallelujah, amen, whether you done if you're doing wrong. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. And he says, there were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought up and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and his children, and did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. Hallelujah. So he begins to describe this, the poor man first. Hallelujah. The poor man had one little ewe lamb. That means a poor, little, pitiful lamb. Hallelujah. Malnourished. Hallelujah. Amen. And he nursed it back to health. Hallelujah. As if it was one of his own children. Let it grow up with one of his own children. Let it eat off of his plate. Hallelujah. Let it drink out of his cup. He's trying to show how much he loved this animal. Hallelujah. How much he had made this animal a part of his family. Hallelujah. A lot of us have pets. You know how much that you love that pet. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it says in verse 4, and there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock, of his own herd, to dress the other, to dress for the wayfaring man who was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. Hallelujah. So he's telling David, instead of this rich man who had a flock of lambs, hallelujah, instead of him getting one of his own lambs, he went and took the poor man's lamb. Hallelujah. The only lamb he had, praise God, and he took it, hallelujah, not considering his own, took somebody else's, praise God, and gave it to his visitor that was coming to travel. Hallelujah, his homeboy that came over. Amen. And when he told this to David, look at verse 5. Hallelujah. Now, we've all, like I say, we can all put ourselves in David's shoes at some point in our lives. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. Hallelujah. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. David got mad. Hallelujah, praise God. You mean to tell me this man had his own flock? Instead of getting one of his own lambs, he went and got another man's lamb, a poor man's lamb at that. Hallelujah, his only lamb. We got to go find him. Hallelujah, I done passed judgment on him. Hallelujah, this man has got to die. And that's just the way it's going to be. And not only that, before I kill him, I'm going to make sure he pay back this man fourfold what he done took for this man. Hallelujah, because he just out of line. He just wrong. He out of line here and even in order. He went off. Praise God. Hallelujah. But watch this in verse 7. Hallelujah. And look, he said in verse 6, he said, because he did this thing, and because he did it, not just because he did it, but because he had no pity. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We done did stuff and felt sorry about the stuff that we did. Hallelujah. But we done also done stuff and not had no pity about the stuff we done did. Hallelujah. Amen. And David is mad. Hallelujah. And using his judgment, the authority, the judgment that God has given him to pass judgment on people. Hallelujah. As the king. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't have no pity on the man. This is where David, that's the last thing he said. So you know that's what he's really emphasizing. That's what he was really stuck on. He didn't have no pity on this man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it's good David felt like that, because in verse 7 it says, and Nathan said to David, thou art the man. He said, I'm talking about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. Hallelujah. I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives in thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And it had, and if that had not been, if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto you, unto thee, such and such things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So God begins to speak through Nathan, and he tells David through Nathan, I done gave you everything your heart desire. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, look, I gave you your master's house. I gave you your master's wives. Hallelujah. I gave you not one kingdom. Hallelujah. I gave you two kingdoms. Hallelujah. Praise God. I gave you the house of Israel and the house of Judah. They were split. They were divided. They were two. Hallelujah. But they became one under you. Praise God. I gave you two kingdoms. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only that, he said, if that had been too little, if that wasn't enough, hallelujah, I would have given you such and such things. If that wasn't enough, I would have given you what you asked me for. Hallelujah. So when we go all the way back to where this argument started between him and Michael, hallelujah, when she got mad when he came back with the ark and was dancing in the middle of the street, hallelujah, the thing that occurred to me when I read that just then is that he never prayed about the argument between him and his wife. He prayed about everything else. Who I'm going to fight. Hallelujah, amen. How I'm going to fight him? How should I fight him? When should I fight him? Do you want me to go fight him? Should I just stand here and do nothing? Hallelujah. Do you want me to fling the rock? What you want me to do, Jesus? What you want me to do, God? But when it came to this personal relationship, he decided he going to handle it in his own. And whenever you handle something on your own, there's a way that seems right to man that's wrong to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the way David did this, the great King David, don't never say you too holy, you more holier than thou, or I'm so spiritual, you ain't got to worry about me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not no never father. Let me tell you, amen, Billy Graham, hallelujah. Billy Graham said back in the 80s when all the evangelists were falling victim of adultery, he made a vow. This man never cheated on his wife, never thought about cheating on his wife, but he said, because I see what's going on with the other evangelists, I will make a vow never to be alone with a woman. Hallelujah, praise God. Not because I feel like I will cheat. Hallelujah, amen, because what's that old term we used to say, never say never, never say what you won't do. Hallelujah, amen, never say what you won't fall into. Hallelujah. Never say that's not a temptation to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never touch them folks' money. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll never, hallelujah, amen, touch them people money. I'll never, hallelujah, amen, touch a man's wife. I'll never touch another woman's husband. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never take nothing out the offering plate. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't never say what you won't do. Hallelujah, amen. And Billy Graham said, instead of saying what I won't do, I just won't put myself in that predicament. I won't put myself in that situation. Hallelujah, because even if I don't do it, somebody could lie and say I did it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said he don't keep himself out of the situation, period. Hallelujah, amen. He prayed about it before he came to that. Hallelujah, amen. David didn't pray about his situation. Hallelujah. And not only that, it never occurred to me this was an argument with just one wife. I almost forgot he had four other wives. Hallelujah. That's why Nathan, when he gave the parable, he said he didn't take of his own flock. Hallelujah, amen. You had four other wives you could have went in there, hallelujah, and laid with. Praise God. But instead, you lay with another, hallelujah, man's wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says, you are the man. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, wherefore, verse 9, wherefore thou hast despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight, evil in his sight. Pastor Alexis used to say this all the time. There's no such thing as bad. Bad is a word that we believe the devil created to make evil not sound so evil. Hallelujah, amen. I wasn't being evil. I was just being bad. Hallelujah, amen. Your little child tell a lie, you say you need to quit being bad. Telling a lie is being bad. No, telling a lie is being evil. Hallelujah, it says when you transgress the commandments of the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. That you are doing evil in the Lord's sight. Hallelujah, amen. In the Lord's sight. Hallelujah. No. I want you to, we got to stop real quick. The Lord say, in the evil in his sight. Hallelujah. Now, David didn't sleep with Bathsheba outside. Hallelujah. He didn't sleep with her by the window. Hallelujah. He saw her on the roof, but he didn't sleep with her on the roof. Hallelujah. It wasn't visible. In other words, he did this behind closed doors. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we think if we do stuff behind closed doors, even God don't see it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say, you did it behind closed doors, but you did evil in my sight. I see everything you do. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that's crazy because David didn't kill Uriah the Hittite. They went in the battle, they drew back, and he set him up to get killed, but he didn't kill him himself, but that's not how God see it. See, there's a way that seems right, we keep saying that, there's a way that seems right to man that's wrong to God. Hallelujah. It seemed right that if I didn't actually pull the trigger. See, in court, even the court system sees it like that. Hallelujah. The hitman don't get as much time as the person that ordered the hit. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how God is looking at it. He said, you killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. Hallelujah. Amen. And has taken his wife to be thy wife and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house. Now, this is the part, amen, that we don't really get into. Because we always preach about the grace of God, how God forgives you. Hallelujah. Amen. Just get over it. Move on with your life. Hallelujah. You did wrong. Hallelujah. But look, God is trying to warn us of something. Hallelujah. Warning comes before destruction. Hallelujah. So, amen. On this road we walk, he said in the book of Luke, it's impossible to leave, but... it's impossible to believe, hallelujah, amen, but offenses will come. Hallelujah, there will be times that you will be offended. Temptations will rise up. Hallelujah, amen, on this walk that we are walking with Christ. Hallelujah, amen. So he's warning us ahead of time. These temptations going to come up. Hallelujah, you got to look for the enemy when he's attacking. Hallelujah, he's going to be attacking through somebody close to you, somebody that can really get to you, not your enemy. Quit looking at your enemies for the enemy to be attacking through them. You already expect the enemy to attack through them. Hallelujah, you got to understand the enemy is not dumb. The enemy was made by God. Hallelujah, he's a very crafty creature. Hallelujah, he appears to you as the angel of light. In other words, amen, he's going to disguise himself. He's not going to look like the enemy when he comes. That's why the enemy wears camouflage. Hallelujah. So they can blend in so you don't see them when they're coming. Hallelujah. Amen. And so David, praise God, hallelujah, amen. What God wants us to understand is what's going on with David could very well go on with us. We could very well fall into that temptation. And yes, God forgives us. Hallelujah. God forgives us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But men are not like God. Hallelujah. Amen. People don't forgive like God. We're supposed to, especially as Christians. Hallelujah. We're supposed to forgive like God. He said if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah, you could uproot the forgiveness, hallelujah, from the root, hallelujah, and have it cast into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're not like that. We should be, but we're not. Hallelujah, amen. So God has forgiven us, but watch this. It says, hallelujah, thus says the Lord, because, behold, that means look, hallelujah, I will rise up evil in thine own house. Hallelujah, amen. Against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thy eyes and give them to thy neighbor. And he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. Hallelujah. What is God saying? Hallelujah. It goes back to the scripture, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. There are consequences to our actions. See, the thing is, God, how did I say this with that? God has nothing to do with I don't want to say it the way it sounds crazy, but God has nothing to do with our reaping and sowing. Hallelujah. If I sow tomatoes, that's what's going to grow because I sowed those tomatoes. Hallelujah. If I sin, God will forgive me for my sin. He will forgive me, but whatever actions I have already put out there in the universe, in the world, I can't take that back. I can't take back hitting you, lying to you, cheating on you. I can't take back stealing from you. Hallelujah. I can't take that back. You, hallelujah, amen, it's already out there. It's already been sown. Hallelujah, amen. That seed that I sowed has got to grow. Praise God. And I have to reap what I sowed. Look what David has sowed. God is telling us, watch what you are sowing. Because we know what we're sowing when we're sowing the good. We are very, the Lord says, we are very conscious-minded when we're sowing good. When we're giving to people, hallelujah, when we're preaching the word, hallelujah, when we're loving our neighbor. We're very knowledgeable, I'm sowing good, I'm sowing good, I'm sowing good. But we are not knowledgeable of when we get to sowing evil. Hallelujah, praise God. And David has sowed some evil, and God is not saying, look, this is what I want you to understand. Hallelujah. He's saying, I will raise up evil in thine house. I will take thy wives before thee. But you understand, God is not doing this. He is reaping what he has sowed. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you took somebody else's wife, somebody else is going to sleep with your wives. And look, this is the crazy part about it. He said, because you did it in secret. The whole world going to know. Hallelujah, amen, that your wives ain't satisfied. The whole world going to know they stepping out on you. Hallelujah, amen. He said they're going to do it in the sight of all of Israel, in the sight of the sun. Everything we think we're doing in secret, hallelujah, God is going to expose us. Hallelujah, amen, in public. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why he said to do the good things you do in secret. Don't go out there blasting all the good stuff you're doing, because I'm going to expose you. I'm going to bring that out and show them who you are. Hallelujah. But he says the same with the good is with the bad. He said, amen, when two or more touch and agree on anything in the earth, anything. He didn't specify evil. He didn't specify good. He said, if you agree on it, I'm going to manifest it. So watch what you're agreeing on. Hallelujah, amen. Watch what you're sowing. Hallelujah, amen. You sowed that one little lie. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And then reap the whole tree of lies because you sowed one lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, for thou didst secretly, I will do this thing before all of Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Hallelujah. You ever came to yourself and realized I done messed up? Hallelujah, amen. When you take all the other people out of the equation, when you take Bathsheba out, hallelujah, well, she could have said no. Or when you take Micah out, you know, she could have came to me. Hallelujah, I shouldn't have to come to her all the time. When you take Uriah out, well, he is a soldier. Hallelujah, he could have died. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, anyway. But when you take the people out and realize, I didn't sin against these people. I sinned against God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It hit him. Hallelujah. It hit him like a ton of bricks. Hallelujah. I could almost see him in my mind falling to his knees. I have sinned against the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Understand, when we sin, we are not sinning against people. We not. You may have hurt her feelings, amen, but you are sinning against God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And he said, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. I put your sin away. Hallelujah. Amen. See, Nathan had to relate his message, because when God puts our sin away, he puts it away. Hallelujah. He said he puts it behind him. He says he forgets about it. Hallelujah. A God that can forget on purpose. He purposely forgets about our sin. So he reveals this to Nathan. Hallelujah. He forgets about it. Hallelujah. And Nathan's, now it's Nathan's responsibility to go relay the message to David. Hallelujah. Because God can't reveal it to him, because he probably was trying throughout the whole process, but he was so in himself. When you're in yourself, you can't hear God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can't move when you're in your feelings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Nathan had to go to David and tell him what God told him about the situation. He said, God has put your sin behind you, and thou shalt not die. Hallelujah. That tells you right there that grace did not begin in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Amen. In many scriptures of the prophets, God told the prophets that I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't desire the blood of bullocks and the blood of lambs. Who told you to do this? Hallelujah. Amen. Mercy. Now, if you come to me and say, I messed up, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if your wife will forgive you. Hallelujah. Your children going to be mad at you for a little while. Hallelujah. Your husband might be mad. Your boss, you might get fired. You might lose that job. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you sold this. But as far as me, you and God, this is what you got to understand about what's going on. That's why God can continue to use David. That's why David is as great as he is in our minds. Even though we know what he did, God still made him great, because God put his sin behind you. God wants you to know your sin is put behind you. Despite what you're going through. Now I'm talking to somebody that's already going through this. Already been through this. Hallelujah. Despite what you're going through, God has put your sin behind you. Hallelujah. That's why he can put that message in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why, hallelujah, you can preach his gospel. That's why you can witness the people. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has put your sin behind you. Don't worry about what people are saying. Because people, we got long minds. We got minds like elephants. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God has chosen to forget about our sin, to put our sin behind us, to forgive us. That's what forgiveness is. You say, I forgive, but I can't forget. But it's really the same. Forgiving is forgetting. Because if I forget, I can't hold it over your head. I can't be watching you all the time. When you really forgive somebody, you don't watch them. You don't go through their phone if you can forgive them. Hallelujah, because trust comes along with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But look what it says. It says, how be it, hallelujah. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to touch on the, what Elder was talking about, grace. You know, how grace, it ain't started in the New Testament. You know, grace been abounding since, you know, at the beginning of time. Amen, hallelujah. And if you take it up today, like, some of us, we think grace start, we obtain God's grace when we come to God, you know, finally get a relationship to God. But see, for some of us, we don't realize that God is extending us his grace. Even you who haven't came to God yet, even you who haven't answered the call yet, God is still extending his grace. You might be wondering, well, I'm sowing this, you know, I done sowed that, but ain't nothing happened to me. It's because God is extending you his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, God would not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, so shall he reap. You know, God is extending you that grace. You might have extended somebody else grace, you know, and extended the time. And in exchange, you was extended grace. for whatever you have done. You know, we have to come to recognize, you know, that it is God who's keeping us. It's God who's keeping us from things that should happen to us, that should have happened to us. Amen. Hallelujah. glory be to God. You know, so we have to seriously watch what we are doing. You know, what we are sowing, what we are doing to people, because it could come right back around to you 10 times of what you've done to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, hallelujah. It's important for us to know that, because, you know, a lot of us, we're wondering why certain things are happening. You know, why she don't like me. I don't know why they talking about me. I don't know why he think this or why she think that. It's because you didn't pass judgment on somebody else. You know, you sold this along the way. Amen, hallelujah. Even if you come, you get saved, you turn your life over to God, this is stuff you have already sown. You know, amen, hallelujah. So them doing it, when this happened to you, you have to forgive them, because God forgave you when you did. Amen, hallelujah. Like Elder was saying, you know, when you sin, God forgives you. He forgives you, but what comes, you know, it's already put out there, so it's gonna come back. You know, it's like you go out there, you sleep with somebody, and you fornicate, and you get pregnant. You can't take the pregnancy back. you know, God forgave you, but you still got that baby.
For real.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we really have to watch, you know, what we're sowing, you know, what we're saying to people, what we're doing to people. You know, that goes back to love your neighbor as God has loved you. Love people as you love yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that word is for somebody, you know, because you think you're not looking at what you have done. You only looking at what that person is doing to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not thinking, oh, I've done this. Oh, I done this to somebody else. You only looking at, look what they did to me. Look at did to me. Not considering the actions that you had done, whether you knew or was aware or not, you've done it. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. You will reap, amen, what you sow. Hallelujah. Amen. And it said, and how be it, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Hallelujah. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Understand what I want you to see it how I see it. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can interject anytime, First Lady. Hallelujah. Amen. I want y'all to see it how I see it. This is what he said. How be it, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Because you messed up, because you did what you did, now the enemies of the Lord have a reason to talk about him. Hallelujah. But because of what you did, now people have occasion to talk about God, to badmouth God, because you, hallelujah, are the prophet of God. You're the man of God. You're the king over God's people. And you sitting here doing this, that, and the other. Hallelujah. Because of this, that baby has got to die. Hallelujah. Praise God. The baby has got to die. Hallelujah. Amen. Why does the, some people say, well, why did the baby have to die? Hallelujah. I really believe, y'all bear with me, because I really believe that's one reason why Jesus is called the son of David. Because this son had no... The son, this first son of David didn't commit no sin. Hallelujah, amen. His daddy did all the sin. Hallelujah, but because his daddy sinned, he had to die. Hallelujah, Jesus didn't commit no sins. Hallelujah, we did all the sins. Hallelujah, but because we did all the sins, Jesus had to die. Hallelujah, amen. So the son of David had to die. Hallelujah, not only, amen, for his father's sin. Hallelujah, but, amen. And understand what I'm saying. He said, because, hallelujah, because this would be a problem. Hallelujah, amen. People not stupid. People can count. Hallelujah. Uriah ain't been dead that long. You just married Bathsheba and she already having a baby. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is going to bring occasion for people to talk about God. The baby has got to die. When God issues a decree, hallelujah, amen, and understand why. You giving people a reason to talk about me. Have you ever been upset with somebody because people were giving people a reason to talk? They give people already talking about you. People already hating on you. Hallelujah. And now you're going to give them a reason? Hallelujah. It was different when they was lying. Hallelujah. But you have made it true. That's, we as people of God, we have got to be the ones to set the example because they are watching us. First Lady said to you this all the time. They watching us. We are the leaders. Hallelujah. Praise God. They think they the leaders. They acting like they the leaders. Let them think they the leaders. Don't go around blasting that you the leader and I'm in charge. I run this. Let them think that. But you are really the leader. Know that you are the leader. Hallelujah. Amen. And act like the leader. Lead. Because they're going to ask you, I'm going to do this. What you think? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just like the king was never really the leader. Hallelujah. God was always the leader. He always led through the prophet. Hallelujah. Before the king moved, hallelujah. Praise God. They wanted the prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. They asked the prophet, what do God want me to do about this? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And the same thing is going on today. The world think they in charge. They think they running things. Let them think it. But when they get ready to make a decision, watch who they come to. Hallelujah, they're going to come to you. What do you think I should do? Hallelujah. Now look, they ain't going to come to you if you out there acting like them. Praise God. If you acting like them, they're not going to come to you. What's the use of me going to you when I can go out my homeboys act? Hallelujah. Praise God. You got something?
I just wanted to say that we just have to realize that, you know, God is watching. You know, I just want to say this is not the way, you know, this message is not to condemn anyone, you know. It's not to condemn anyone. We're just trying to make yourself aware that God is watching. You know, like what David did, like Elder was saying, he did behind closed doors. Amen, hallelujah. But God seen him. Amen. We can hide from man, but we cannot hide from God. You know, God sees everything. And this is just showing, you know, this is more focused on, you know, God seeing what David had did. Nothing about, you know, his wife and people around him, like Elder was saying, but this is about God seeing what David did. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be God. Let's go back. We got to get our focus back on God. Amen. Hallelujah. We really have to get our focus back on God. So this is who it's about. You know, David, he ain't sinned against Michael. He ain't sinned against, you know, Uriah. Like Elder was saying, he sinned against God. His problem was with God. Amen. Hallelujah. What you might have said about somebody, what you might have did to somebody, you ain't doing it to them. You doing it to God. You have to ask to God at the end of the day. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And some of us, we walking around, we doing all kinds of things, not realizing God is watching you. God sees you. You know, whatever you do to one of his little ones, you know, you do to him. Amen, hallelujah. God is watching. We have to become aware that God is God who we're standing against. You know, I can confess myself, you know, at the time, you know, before I came and knew all of what I knew now, I got a relationship with God for myself. You know, I wasn't aware. I was in the presence of God and he's seeing me sinning. You know, amen, hallelujah. I wasn't thinking that. There's a lot of us out there, you're not thinking like, oh, you in the presence of God. You sinning against God, whether you behind closed doors or not, whether you in your bedroom, whether you in the hotel room, you probably sneaking, you know, hiding from people. But God sees you. God is everywhere. You can't hide from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Like he said, God, he won't be mocked. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, it's some people who's trying to tell you right, but you're not listening. You're not listening, and it's God who's speaking through that person. That's for somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. That was shield. That have been shield. The Lord said, hearken unto the voice. federal sheep. So it is me who's speaking. It is I who's speaking to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we at the point now in David's life, hallelujah, along this journey where it's been prophesied. Hallelujah, amen, that the evil will rise up in his house, things will go on with his wives, and everybody gonna know about it. All because, hallelujah, it's all about getting to the root. Hallelujah, and everybody think it's because he stayed at home and didn't go to battle. Maybe he should have laid in the bed and not took a walk on the roof. Hallelujah. Or maybe if we go all the way back to chapter 7, maybe if he would have got it right with his wife at the time. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe he should have, amen, had a conversation with her. Maybe he should have prayed, hallelujah, about it. Maybe he should have went to God about it instead of acting in his own flesh. Hallelujah. See, that one incident. Hallelujah, that one incident has led him, amen, to where he's at now, and there's nothing he can do to try to undo what has already been done. Uriah's dead. Hallelujah, amen. Bathsheba's pregnant, about to give birth. The baby's going to die. Ain't nothing he can do. The Bible goes on and continues to say he prayed for 7 days, hoping it would happen, leaning on that mercy, leaning on that grace, hoping that grace kick in now. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, but the Bible says that he died. The baby died anyway. Hallelujah, amen, because he couldn't undo. He don't reap what he sowed. The Bible says when sin is full grown, it equates death. Hallelujah, it brings death. The penalty for sin is death. Somebody had to die. The baby had to die. Hallelujah, and the things that, hallelujah, that David had sowed, amen, had to come to fruition. Praise God, hallelujah, because it's the way God does things. God says as long as the earth remains, there will be seed, time, and harvest. Hallelujah, amen. That goes as well as in the earthly ground as in the spiritual ground. Hallelujah, amen. Whatever we sow, we will reap. Hallelujah, but we have to, all this will never take place if we can recognize the attacks of the enemy. When the enemy is attacking. Hallelujah. And understand when we pray, God has answered our prayers. Hallelujah, amen. And we just got to believe he's answered our prayers. Whatever ye so desire when ye pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If David would have prayed that everything would have went right with his wife, hallelujah, they would have got back together, everything would have worked out. Hallelujah, it would have been a different story. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about David today. Hallelujah, praise God. And this is something else we want you to understand, because the Lord says people worry a lot about their reputations among other people, even after they dead. Praise God. Even after they dead, we worry about our legacy, what people going to say about us after we gone. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want nobody to be talking about how you messed up. Learn from Elder Prevost's mistake. Hallelujah. Elder Prevost did this, that, and the other thing. It was documented, it was on camera, we got it out. Learn from it. You want people to learn from you, but not from your messing up. Hallelujah. You want people to learn from the good things, not the evil things. Hallelujah, amen. We got to be able to, it can all be resolved if we can recognize when the devil is attacking. Hallelujah, when the enemy is at work. Hallelujah, because that's when it starts. He wants you to sin. He wants you to fall deep. He wants your life to be miserable. That's why Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah, because if you can prevent the works of the enemy in the beginning, hallelujah, it affects your life in the long run. If David could have stopped the enemy from attacking in the beginning right here, if he could have recognized the attack, if he could have resisted the devil and he would flee, hallelujah, amen, then he wouldn't have to live through, hallelujah, evil being raised in his house, his son sleeping with his daughters, hallelujah, his wives sleeping with other people around. He wouldn't have to go through all that, all the pain and heartache that he had to go through as a father, as a husband, not just as a king, not just as a child of God, hallelujah, but it affected all the areas of his life. Hallelujah, amen. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to affect, he wants to take one incident and affect every, he wants to hit the ministry, he wants to hit the job, he wants to hit your marriage, he wants to hit your children, hallelujah. He wants to hit everything with one swing, hallelujah, amen. And you got to be able to recognize that's what he is doing, and that's what he's trying to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you hear something? Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen. Like I was saying, it's up to us to, you know, to recognize what's really going on in this world and that spiritual wickedness and how places the spiritual wickedness out there. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us, we confused. We can't figure it out. And we feel like we got all the wisdom. Yeah, I know that. I've been told that. I tried that. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're here to give you the truth and give you the answer, amen, hallelujah. It's spiritual wickedness that you are coming up against, amen, hallelujah. And the only way to fight against that spiritual wickedness is with the word of God, amen, hallelujah. That's why it's important to get into your word, study to show yourself approved, amen, hallelujah, so you can know and be aware of the attacks of the enemy and the vices of the enemy and how he comes in and try to intervene and try to intervene in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's important. It is crucial for you to get in the word for yourself. Don't just take, like, you hear this all the time, don't take the preacher word for it, don't take so and so word. You got to get in and see for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. It's one thing to hear, but it's a whole other thing to get into the word and see it for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the enemy comes against you, you know you got your weapon, and that's the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So when he try to come in and twist the words, you know it. He can't trip you up. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. That's why when you try to fight in your natural, it don't work out. It don't work out. It's still the same old cycle. Still the same old cycle. It seems like it's a never-ending cycle because you fighting a spiritual warfare with a corner device. Amen. Hallelujah. We in spiritual warfare, folks. Spiritual warfare. Amen. Hallelujah. Like Ezra said, we don't battle. We don't wrestle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Amen. Since the beginning. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. It's been since way back in the garden. Who it was attacked by? A snake. The snake. And we know that's the enemy because we don't see no animals around here talking besides parakeet, but that is another story. You know, we know that the enemy has possessed that snake. Amen, hallelujah. And he was able to get to Adam and Eve through that snake. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, so this been occurring. We think, we so bad, busy, we fighting racism, we fighting all kinds of stuff. You know, but before there was even a race, before that we was even created on this earth, there was a war. There was a war against us before we even got here. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, so we can exile all excuses always because of this, because of that. No, we in spiritual warfare, folks. He might be using the body. He might be coming through a person. He might be using a president. He might be using government officials. He might be using, you know, your wife, your friends. But it's spiritual, baby. It's spiritual. That's why you have to get into this word. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. It's not just about being religious. Oh, we just trying to invite you to be in a just to be in a religious group. This is what it's been from the start. Amen. Hallelujah. We have gotten away from it. We have been blinded from it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we was able to be blinded from it, the enemy was able to come in and deceive and create a great deception within the world. Not just in the church, but within the world. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So be not deceived. You've been being attacked since birth, before birth. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy tried to get your mama to have an abortion. That's how long the enemy has been attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to know everything that's negative. The other that God's going to use it for the good. Hallelujah. Amen. But understand that it's the enemy attacking. You can stop it. Hallelujah. Right then and there, you can rebuke that enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Before you fall into sin. Hallelujah. You got to handle everything, amen, in a Christian-like manner. Hallelujah. You got to pray for them. You got to rebuke the enemy. Hallelujah. You can't fight fire with fire. I never understood that term until I got older, fight fire with fire. Hallelujah. Fire can't put out fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a worthless fight. Hallelujah. Amen. Trying to fight the spiritual on a fleshly level. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we have to know this is a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. We fight the spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. With prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. With the word, the authority that God has given us to cast out those demons. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. With the mental mind to know, hallelujah, that's my enemy trying to attack me through that person. It's not that person. I need to pray for that person. Hallelujah. Amen. That they be healed and be set loose from the bondage of that demon. Hallelujah. Amen.
Even Noah's time, just to let you know, just to give you a little insight and a little evidence, you know, if you go in your word and you read, you know, around Noah's time, right? Am I right? Around Noah's time, that the fallen angels came down and they came into man and they created a lot of wickedness. It created a lot of wickedness on earth. The fallen angels, these are the ones that, you know, they were banned out of heaven along with Lucifer. Amen, hallelujah. This is just one-third of the angels. Amen, hallelujah. So they came down and they came into men and all the wickedness was in earth. That's what's going on today. You know, they're coming down and they study coming into men. They're coming, if they came into the women, but we want, they coming into men. They coming into continuous, trying to take control of our bodies because they have. Understand this, the enemy has no control, amen, hallelujah, except the control. He don't have no power and except the power that you give him. We don't, the enemy attacks, but he can't do it forcefully, amen, hallelujah. We have to willingly let him in, amen, hallelujah. And some of us, we are unaware that we are allowing the enemy to run crazy in our lives, in our marriage, in our children's lives, on the job. Amen, hallelujah. We allowing the enemy to come in and create chaos amongst us. Amen, hallelujah. And he's coming in right here, right through your mind. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you. Take the mind, you can take over the whole body. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So we have to, like you said, we have to guard our mind. We have to guard what's coming into our ears and our eyes. Amen, hallelujah. Because the enemy seeks to take control of you. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why it's so important to get into this word. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Because the only thing you can stand on in the end is the word.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, amen, that the word of God will never come back void. Hallelujah. You say the earth and everything else going to pass away, but the word of God is going to always stand. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's all said and done, it's going to come back to the word of God. It's going to come back to wicked and evil spirits. It's going to come back, hallelujah, to spiritual wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's what it's all going to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
You can give the demon a name. This is what we do. We get demons' name. We call them bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We call them schizophrenic. Hallelujah. We call them ADHD. Hallelujah, sociopath. These are not mental conditions. Hallelujah, amen. Promiscuous. This is not a condition. These are spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, hallelujah. And back in when I was growing up, they used to put these people used to come. Hallelujah, amen. And we get on the altar, and whatever was going on, if you wasn't smart, if you was retarded, that was a dumb spirit. Hallelujah, amen. If you were fast, that was a promiscuous spirit. Hallelujah. If we cast the spirits out, they laid hands on people, and these people got healed. These people were changed. Just by the time we get back to the basics and understand what's going on. Hallelujah, amen. It's by the time we get back to praying for people. Hallelujah, praying for the situation. Quit acting in our own will. Quit making stuff happen on your job. Quit making stuff happen in your marriage. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to do this so she can do that, and I'm going to do this so they can do that. Hallelujah, quit making stuff happen and get on your knees and pray. Hallelujah, pray and ask God, what do I do? Hallelujah, where do I go from here? How do I handle this situation? Hallelujah, amen. Because only God can tell you. Hallelujah, amen. He's the only one who can lead and guide you. He says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The only way that a good man can receive those steps, hallelujah, those orders, is if he listens to God.
Mm-hmm.
And God will tell him where to go and what to do. That's how your steps are ordered. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you have something else?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. So as we get ready to wrap up about David. Hallelujah. No, amen. Praise God. That we are all equal. We all equal in the sight of God, and we all equal in the sight of the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is after each and every person that he can get. Hallelujah. He wants you to fall. Amen. Not, and it's not because he don't like you. It's because he don't like God. Hallelujah. And he want to shame God's name. He want to defile God's name. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's going to do it through you. Hallelujah. So what you have to do is be on guard.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. As a matter of fact, the one version of the Bible says you got to watch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not me watching her.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, amen, but me watching myself. Not you watching the pastor. Hallelujah, but you watching yourself. Hallelujah, make sure you keep yourself in check. Hallelujah, amen, because in the end, that's the only person that you have any kind of control over is yourself. Hallelujah, amen, and if you want God to move through you and live through you, hallelujah, amen, God don't want nobody that's going to defame his name. Hallelujah, amen. He don't want no false prophet, so to speak. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We got to take it to God. We got to take it to God in prayer. The Bible says with all things, prayer and supplication. We have to submit to God in his will. We got to submit to God in his way. Praise God on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly hope that somebody has been, amen, blessed with the word of God on this morning. Hallelujah, amen, as we examine one aspect of the life of David, his shortcoming, and know that we, as holy as we are, as much as we love God, as much as David loved God, this is what the Lord said, this is what he wants us to take away from this. As much as David loved God, if he could have fallen short, don't think that you can't. Be on guard. Watch yourself. Watch for the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Watch, hallelujah, for the enemy's attack. Hallelujah. And remember that the enemy doesn't attack as an enemy. He attacks as a friend, as a family member. Hallelujah. The devil comes in and influences somebody else to be blinded by your good. So all they can see is your evil. All they can see is what they don't like about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Like we said, we truly hope you were blessed. Hallelujah. You had any closing words? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We want to give a shout out to Sister Montrell. Hey, Sister Montrell, praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. We want y'all to join us again. Hallelujah. On tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we got Sister Valencia Scott on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. She's gonna be hallelujah, delivering a word from the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. And praise God. We'll be on again tomorrow. Hallelujah morning, if the Lord say the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've had a blessed all evening, tomorrow evening. We will let y'all know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank y'all for tuning in with us. Praise God. We truly hope y'all were blessed by the word of God on today. Once again, we came, amen, out of 2 Samuel chapter 12. Go back and read it. amen, for yourself, amen. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. I could be lying about everything I said today. Hallelujah, amen. So you need to go back, pick up this word and see, amen, did David really do all this? Did God really say all that? Did David really have to go through all that? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So we just thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah, amen. We're going to go ahead, if there's no prayer request. Well, open up the line, praise God, hallelujah. If there be somebody on the line today that perhaps you have a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe you have a comment on the word of God today, hallelujah, we want to give you the opportunity to do so at this time. The phone line is open. If there be one, feel free. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every one of you on today. Hallelujah. We truly hope, hallelujah, you have been blessed with the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and pray out with a word of prayer. Go ahead.
Father God, we just thank you, oh Father. Father, we thank you for being in the midst and being in the middle, oh Father. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end and the first and the last, oh Father. Father, we thank you that it's none above you, oh Father. We thank you that at every knee shall bow at your Son's name. And Father, we just thank you for leading us and guiding us in the way that you see fit, oh Father. We thank you for protecting us and providing for us in ways we might not even understand, oh Father. And right now, I come against any works and any attacks, any devices of the enemy right now. I rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any backlash right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, whatever shield, we ask for your way, we ask for your will, oh Father. And we just thank you that your will shall be done, oh Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we just pray the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Don't forget to pray, hallelujah, throughout the day. Everybody have a blessed day. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointing Truth of Christ, worldwide and uncensored.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some lonely nights, but when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Good to me, more than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good.